You will hear Tom and Annie, who are brother and sister, planning a joint holiday for their families to a place called Beachside Holiday Park.
Hello.
Hi, Tom. It's Annie. How are you?
Oh, hi. I'm good. We're really looking forward to going away with you. The children are so excited.
Yes, it's going to be great. Anyway, I've got some information about Beachside Holiday Park.
Great. Let me just get a pencil. OK, I'm ready.
All right. There are three kinds of cabin. The first one is called an economy.
Economy. OK.
Well, it's only got one bedroom, but it would be OK for you and Sarah and your two boys. There's one double bed and a bunk bed.
How about a kitchen? Does it have one of those?
No, you'd have to use the same one that everyone else uses at the camp. What it does have is its own small bathroom, though.
All right. I'll just make a note of that. I'll discuss all of this with Sarah later.
OK. And you can tell her about the location, too. When I first looked at the map, I thought the economy cabins were next to the car park, but I got that wrong. Actually, they're right by the playground. I think that'd be nice for the children.
Yes, they'd like that. And how about the cost?
It's £85 a night for the whole cabin. So, yes, at the cheaper end. Then there's the family cabin. It's got two bedrooms, so a bit more space and a shower.
That reminds me. Do I need to pack a towel for all of us? You know, sometimes holiday parks don't provide them.
That's right. You'll all need one of those. But you can get shampoo and soap from the little shop there. And toothpaste too. So if you forget those, it doesn't matter. Now, what else? Oh yes, it has a great view of the lake and the cost, let me see... In the busy season, it's £130 per night for the whole cabin. But we're going after the busy season is over, so that's £100 for our booking. Wow, it goes up to £200 on New Year's Eve. Good thing we're not going then.
Yes, that's a lot for a holiday park. And did you say there was a third type of cabin?
Yes, it's called the Superior. It's actually got enough beds for all eight of us, and it's got a nice big kitchen too.
Sounds good. So we could all fit into the Superior?
Yes, I guess it might get a bit crowded with my two girls and your two boys, but it should be fun. I suppose they could always go to the games room if we need some peace and quiet.
Good idea. They can meet other children that way.
The other thing I like about the Superior is that right outside there's a garden just for us to use. It's not very big, but big enough for some chairs so we could take them outside and relax as we watch the sun go down.
Oh, Sarah would like that. I don't suppose it has a barbecue, does it?
Not one of our own, but there's a whole lot of them in the centre of the holiday park.
All right.
The only negative thing for me is that it's quite near to the office, you know, where everyone comes and checks in. The noise might be a problem at night if people are coming and going.
Possibly.
But the price isn't bad. £175 for two families. It's worth considering.